Estimates show Florida could save hundreds of thousands of dollars if it were to allow certain inmates to be released from prison early. I'm Blaze Ganey. If Senate and House proposals become law, state economists believe the Department of Corrections could get rid of more than 25 beds during the next fiscal year, saving at least $566,000. That's based on a full operating cost of nearly $23,000 per inmate. The bills are sponsored by Fort Lauderdale Democrat Representative Bobby DeBose and St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis.
Essentially, what the legislation does is allows those who are 70 and under, 70 and older, who are not have not been convicted of murder or terrorism, so those types of events, or crimes that would get you on the sex offender registry, to apply to the Department of Corrections for conditional aging release.
Brandis says it aligns Florida with other states.
17 states and the District of Columbia currently have aging inmate conditional release programs.
Currently, Florida has more than 2,000 inmates over the age of 70, but Brandis says not all of them would make the cut.
Of the almost 2,000 individuals inside the Department of Corrections today that are over the age of 70, only a little bit more than 168 would currently qualify for the conditioning aging release program that we've outlined in this legislation, but we believe hundreds more will come online over the next few years. We think this is an important step.
If all 168 were approved, the state would save millions. Another portion of the bill would make changes to the conditional medical release program for inmates. Brandis says the current system is sluggish.
What we're finding often is that by the time people make it all the way through the paperwork in the process, that they're only released with a few days left to live. And you can see by the numbers, the department is submitting 140 individuals, but only less than half of those are actually being granted conditional medical release. So this should help streamline the process.
The bill removes the Florida Commission of Offender Review from the process and sends cases to a 3-member panel within the department. That panel would determine whether an inmate is eligible for early release.